WTBR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Deadly attacks in the Dagestan region of Russia. BBC's Denny Eberhard with details.
Gunmen with automatic weapons fired at a synagogue and a church. Separate, apparently coordinated attacks began around the same time in the region's capital, Makhachkala. There, a police checkpoint, a church and a synagogue were attacked.
Gunmen killed at least six people, including a priest and police officers. 12 others were injured. Russia believes ISIS is responsible. At the site of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue massacre, an emotional ceremony and groundbreaking today where the Tree of Life Synagogue will be rebuilt after a shooter gunned down 11 people there 6 years ago. President Alan Houseman.
We wouldn't have made it to this day without the individuals, groups, and communities who showed up to stand by our side and help us break out of the darkness.
Several states, including Iowa, are underwater. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster declaration following severe storms and major flooding.
1,900 properties are impacted and hundreds have been destroyed, as well as a lot of ag property and ag land has also been impacted by the far-reaching flooding.
South Dakota has declared a state of emergency ahead of more expected flooding there tomorrow and Tuesday. Deadly wildfires in New Mexico. Two people were killed, more than 1,400 structures damaged. Still no word who's responsible for the South Fork and Salt fires, which have forced thousands to flee their homes. Rodoso Mayor Lynn Crawford says residents are being allowed back tomorrow.
Give these folks time to come in. While some still have homes, most do not have utilities, electrical, or anything else. But a lot of folks have nothing. And it's going to be emotionally impactful to these folks.
The BBC's Maura Alderson reports the war in the Middle East may be slowing.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the intense phase of fighting in Rafah in southern Gaza is nearly over. He added that didn't mean the war against Hamas was about to end, but he said it would release troops for deployment to northern Israel, where cross-border exchanges of fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon have raised fears of a wider conflict.
A protest disrupts the 18th hole of the PGA's Travelers Championship. Six people came out of the crowd, stormed the green while the leaders were lining up their putts. The people sprayed white and red powder, leaving stains on the grass. The incident delayed the finish of the tournament for about 5 minutes. Scottie Scheffler ended up winning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about the city. Not any specific city, just in general. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media
or
on
Civic
Facebook,
Media News,
X, and Instagram.
With your forecast,
changes
I'm Corey Hartman for tonight. Mostly clear, lows around 55. Mostly sunny, 80 our high on Monday. Monday
as
night,
Mark
scattered
Moran
storms
reports,
possible with a low around 66.
A few
showers
and
thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 84. Wednesday, sunshine, 74.
It's 76 at our studios.
With Alzheimer's.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM, WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced
by
Civic
Media.
The
Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
Eisner says those numbers hold true across the board for blacks and Latinos as well. She adds now that doctors know signs and symptoms could start to occur at an earlier age, they're paying attention to signs sooner. Meisner adds earlier detection gives doctors a chance to intervene sooner in a patient's care.
As many as 40% of dementia cases may be attributed to modifiable risk factors, so things like having too high of blood pressure.
Your host and program director here, James J. Maloff, with my partner in art, head of production, Seth Habhager, set the mics around.
And all of those things can be controlled by developing healthy living habits. But a 2022 Alzheimer's Association Foundation report shows 60% of people will put off seeing a doctor if they develop symptoms early on, waiting until the symptoms worsen or until family and friends encourage them to seek treatment.
Enjoying ourselves and having
fun. The association is holding educational events all month. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
We're going to be able to take our time talking about the band. We're also going to be able to take some time talking about the last two albums, the connection of those albums, Jeff Weevil, and a number of other topics. I just want to talk to you guys, too.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Mostly sunny, 80 are high on Monday. Monday night, scattered storms possible with a low around 66. A few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 84. Wednesday, sunshine, 74.
It's 76 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Really it is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100. Our
Ben
theme
Cutter.
This week, healthcare.
You
you're not
going to
want to miss a
SSN,
single episode. You know.
The Maggie Dawn
SSN.
Show.
SSN.
From 2-3-9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by
Travis
Civic
Planico,
Media.
And I've been in the band. I don't have a calculator, so I...
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan.
Is it 16?
From the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine. Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state.
I'm Jamie.
This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. First up, we'll go to Mino and the Mayor, where Jim and John this week were joined by Andy Van Handel from Freedom Freefall, an organization that takes veterans skydiving.
Real well, so I don't know how
34 years.
34 years.
Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, I got 34 years in along with Milo, and... Spend 30 of the happiest years of my
life. Hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Monday morning here in downtown Green Bay. 74 already, 75 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh. And just to go back, important things today, National Eat Your Vegetable Days. These two guys don't have a problem with that. Garbage Man Day, we've changed that to sanitation engineer type thing.
Right.
But you've done it when you were the actual guy.
I guess you're listening on the way in here. But when I first elected, people were like, oh, he doesn't know enough about the city. So I tried to spend a day with every department. Those garbage guys, they weren't very nice to me. Because the way they did that, this was before we had automated garbage pickup, right? 2003, 2004. And so one guy would drive for an hour and the other two guys would throw the garbage and then you would switch. But I didn't have my CDL license, so I was just on the back of the truck for 8 hours. And it was, and they took me to an area that some areas, you know, everything's in plastic bags. And we went to an area where lift off the cover and fish heads in there, and I got the dry heaves. But I learned, and that really motivated me to get automated garbage pickup. And I was sore. But anyway, yes, today we honor all the sanitation engineers.
And especially the guys that used to do that, that had that job. God bless them.
Rotator cuff? I mean, that was a tough job. Think about that. You're not supposed to put... There were limits. Nobody ever adhered to them. But sometimes it'd be a construction job, and it'd be brick or shingle in there. You know, that stuff's heavier now. So I did not enjoy that day.
So let's talk a little bit more. We're talking about skydiving. We're talking about a great thing. Is there still a chance for people to be able to jump in Pulaski or at your place? Or is it full?
It's full.
Okay.
But you do this annually.
It's full, but I will say this from past events. Anybody that... that wants to come out, check it out.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
It seems like every year.
The live kick-ass stuff, you know, the Vegas years with Ronnie Tutt on drums.
But every year it seems like we have jumpers that say they're coming and then don't.
Right.
So happy right now.
That's awesome. That is Madison, we have like four or five jumpers that have jumped in past events. So they were kind of at the bottom of the list. But I called all of them and said, come on out.
No, it was just my dad's show.
And a veteran that we selected this year. She texted me and said, hey, I have a friend who's a veteran. Is she going to be able to go? I said, Well, it's full, but
you're right.
Come on out. You never know how the day's going.
But what I was going to say, too, is if anybody, I mean, we can talk about it all day long here, but if somebody's thinking about going, I really would encourage them to go out to one of these days. And that's what I was asking us beforehand. Go out this year and then do it next year, because seeing it is a lot different than us talking about it.
Right.
We encourage everybody to bring their friends, their families to walk and jump. I mean, because formally, it helps them. It helps with their nerves because they're real quiet when they get there.
I know.
Violin, and they go up in the bird and they're
nobody else. Everybody was doing a violin.
It's getting real.
Lead guitar players.
Then when they hit the ground after they land,
the emotion, the family, the whole thing. Absolutely.
They're a little quiet, and then they get in the plane, and they're a little bit more quiet. And then when you open the door and hear that wind, they're really quiet.
I mean,
that is loud.
That does vary quite a bit. Like, I remember a few years ago, what wasn't better, I was taking the whole ride up. How you doing? How you doing? Totally cool. I'm cool. I'm cool. As soon as that door opened, it was the most blood curdling scream I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
But when the wind's going, she's yelling, "No!" I hear "Go!" It's loud.
Right? Has anybody ever like simply death grip not go?
I've had. So with our airplanes, there is a point of no return, where it's actually more dangerous to try to climb back into the airplane.
Okay.
But I have had two people out of over 2,000.
I played trumpet earlier on in Cornet.
Wow. I agree. Once you climb out, you got to let go. But yeah. We had a guy that just didn't go out there. And it's like the guy's like, that's cool. We'll sit down.
Yeah, there's. And there's
then the plane lands. Everybody's like, boo.
They didn't do that. They just took a walk of shame when you get out of the plane with your shoes still on.
I mean, there's like a liability legal thing. If they're saying, no, I don't want to go.
It seemed like to me growing up,
right, you
got to
honor
that.
So we're talking with Andy Van Handel and then Chris Nilsson.
Yeah, I screwed you up on it now, too.
Yeah, I know. Stuff. Like, there was, but Van Handel's a lot easier than Vandenhoevel.
Somewhere along the line, you lost the Der, Van Der, right, Van Day, Van Der.
Anyway, and these guys just do a great service.
It's, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad thing to do when it comes
to this
industry.
Parachuting, skydiving, and do it at, what, three or four different locations? Or you got Madison, Pulaski?
Two
now. Okay, you had other ones. Okay, they come up and... We're just talking about how meaningful it is to.
Didn't you play trumpet?
The veteran.
Play trumpet,
I mean, it's almost a little bit of a cleansing or breakthrough.
Oh yeah,
I could talk about more things. Yeah. Well, I think it's just very.
And those are points.
Counts here.
Counts here. Counts here.
Veterans of Pulse.
You were a touring musician.
Not everyone fits in the exact same
box. Yeah, I mean the Midwest.
There are a lot of different ways. We're gonna have a guy and talk about, you know, the guitars for vets type program. There's so many different ways that you can't just sit in a room and just cure somebody by therapy. Maybe you can, but man. And it seems like veteran to veteran type entities such as this play such an important role.
Yeah, and you know, who has got so many, they get dozens, probably dozens of programs. Yeah, and tons. You know, scuba, and Vinny does a lot of stuff with the fishing stuff, and what I found through Freedom Freefall, and I cannot stress this enough, a lot of it isn't, okay, I got to come out and make the jump. We actually have one veteran that was up in the plane a few years ago and decided, this isn't for me, but he stuck around all day because of the camaraderie.
Absolutely.
That camaraderie they had in the military for most of these guys isn't there, and they're still trying to find their way through civilian life. I mean, military life is very structured. You're here at this time, you're there at that time, yada, yada, yada.
Theater,
you know, and in the camaraderie that we can offer through skydiving, scuba stuff,
a musician, she played
the ruck march. The ruck march is 1,500 people with all one mission in mind.
Is that on Veterans Day again this year?
That weekend, yeah. I'm not sure.
I think she had
the 9th this year.
Oh, the 9th. Maybe I can make it this year then. Because normally it's on the. I'm doing a show on the 11th.
And that was about 7 years old, and it was the classic.
It's incredible.
How many miles is it now? It's shortened, right?
It was 16th. 16.8.
Yeah. What is it now?
It's going to be longer again.
Oh, do you know how many steps I walked the other day? 16,000. 16,000, Jim.
It's
a new world record.
Spike.
No, this is more. What?
True.
What? No, you can't.
Well, you said that. But you told me that.
Well, that was a different day.
Okay. When you take your bike.
That was the day I got the ticket.
And then
oh, by the way, did I tell you I called there again?
Oh, good. So this is the. You guys, look, we want to talk about you and your program, and I just think it's great what you're doing, but we're going to digress for 1 second. Johnny finally got a bike. We've been talking about. We've been on a year on the show. We've been on the.
Almost exactly a year.
Almost a year. The year is 26 is our 1 year.
And ironically enough,
John Lewis. Manual labor job.
Totally.
Nobody will hire me. The biggest scam going out there right now is construction companies saying and home builders saying things are delayed because of the workforce, because they can't get the manpower. That is their biggest excuse. I don't know why they're doing it. They're perpetrating it, and it is a lie.
So, John,
I have every home builder that comes through here, I have offered my services to work manual labor for them.
So they're all wrong. You know, I mean, you know, the electricians are wrong, the construction guys are wrong, but they all say, well, John, you know, you're a nice guy, but, and he hasn't sunk in yet, that.
But that's why I'm walking 16,000 feet every day.
16,000 feet.
Or, I mean, steps.
Anyway, he finally got a bite. And I want to defend him on this one. This one he's right on.
I want to stick with you guys just for a second because you
he bought a bike finally.
Used
bike at Green Bay Collective, which is they kind of take
great
bikes.
Place for
those guys are awesome. They're volunteers. They fix bikes and then they sell them to just help their nonprofit.
What is the
he always excuses. Finally goes and buys a bike. And he takes his bike and he goes on the Fox River Trail. And the Fox River Trail in on the city deck, it's free.
I didn't want to put either of you on the spot.
There's a huge sign.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice it. Anyway, he misses the sign, and the lady's like, pulls him over.
I was coming back from Depere, because it started in the Depere area.
Whatever, there's signs all over. But anyway, and the lady's like, do you have your license? And he goes, no, how do I get one? And she says, over there at the kiosk. He goes, I'll go buy one right now. She goes, well, the kiosk isn't working. Here's your $25 fine, plus $10 for, I don't know, lip it off or something.
No!
You got a $35 fine, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, she's.
And I think he should fight it.
I'm trying to. And so I called the lady again Friday. I said, is this John? She said, I think it's going to be waived. We're going to let
better be.
Yeah.
So that's really not fair. That he couldn't buy a license because the kiosk wasn't working, and yet she gave him a fine. I mean, come on.
True. You guys with me?
Everybody could.
Thank you.
Thank
you. But anyway, we have it back to the manual labor. So I'm doing all this stuff to get in shape, and nobody will. I'll carry 2x4s. I'll frame. I'll wheelbarrow. I'm phenomenal at wheelbarrowing.
Words out.
Concrete, bricks, conduit.
Great guitar player.
Pulling cables.
Concrete. What does that mean?
Just not doing any high work. I don't like high work.
Bill and.
What?
I used to do, you know,
for my house that we built, I did the, I worked with Mark McLean.
So I guess it's
a great bricklayer in this town.
Sort of
and
a,
I was his, the name is I can't think of the name.
We've been sort of chameleon-like, you know, as a tender. Doing a lot of Boston.
Welcome, you're not there. No one's hired you.
He was too busy to do other stuff.
I think Mark in the Whisper campaign is like,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I've put my body out there for people to. Oh my God!
So we sort of morph from
Panama Red. What's going on?
Sort of a dead
band. Your people. Anyway, well, we're gonna let you guys out of here.
All right, so you guys, I want to get back because I think Andy and Vinny got 2 minutes.
Okay,
not only the jump, the veterans that you honor, but let's talk about the camaraderie of the people coming and honoring them, and let's talk about more of the.
Yeah, what they do is these guys will come in and they're looking for. They're missing the camaraderie, and they're also missing the adrenaline that they had in the military. Jumping out of a plane, if that doesn't light your fuel, I don't know what's going to do it for you.
Yeah, there's, you'll see if people come out to the events. Madison is July 13th. Pulaski is July 20th, starting at 8 a.m. You'll see the transformation with these guys who are struggling on the ground. And when they get down to the ground, it's
a website or something we can look at.
HOHA.org.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, you guys.
Thanks very much, guys.
Pleasure.
Great having you guys on.
Thanks for having
us on. You do for a better. We're going to set a quick break back right after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Looking black as coal. Children go, leaving food and shelter, leaving friend or foe.
WFHR. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight for this week, we go to Busted Pencils. Dr. Tim and Teacher Hallie tackle the significance of Juneteenth in today's educational landscape.
Two of us, Busted Pencils, fully led education bus, educated educators, talking education, 855-752-4842.
You said, you can make anything into a rock song.
Hey, best music anywhere, we say it all the time. Get some type of surprise. Juneteenth, though, question, if today, if we're still in school session, what would be the students, the teachers, the schools, the school districts be doing around this day? And we kind of framed it as this potentially problematic in 2024 because there's a story here that might make some people uncomfortable. Is it Emancipation Day? Is it Freedom Day? These are questions right away, right? We can have hot dogs. I'll even allow the drumming African drummers to come in and do a little celebration. But we are not going to be talking about the specifics of Juneteenth. Why did it take so long for the message to get to the slaves? Why did it take so long for us to actually have a holiday around Juneteenth? Because those topics, if we start getting into those types of discussions, Teacher Hallie, somebody might be offended.
Yeah, and I think it's what's wild to me is that, like, it's got to be deeper than uncomfortable and offended. You know what I mean? Like, for people to want to get in positions of power and to, like, eliminate this type of conversation, this type of critical thinking, this type of conversation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, so WFHR,
like,
home for Up North News
to
Radio.
Me, like, baseball it's just an attack deep in on, like, Wisconsin the profession Rapids. Of education and, like, really an attack on, like, the
it's been the
like,
side of some great matchups,
what word am I looking
too,
for? Like,
the first Raptors win
like
in
children's
June of 2010.
Minds. And, like,
this year
the capacities
the
of, like, where
season,
you could go with their minds.
You won't want to miss a moment of game time fun.
Again, like I said, I just keep sitting
to the
here
ball
thinking
game
about
historic
how
Winterfield in
this
Wisconsin
has so
Rapids
much
for
to
Raptors
do
baseball.
With
find more
taking
at
away the autonomy of teachers. And people
Wisconsin
be like, well, I don't want my teacher to have autonomy.
At no. State Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and
like,
end with us.
Well, why not?
But if it did,
yeah.
We've got you covered.
Yeah. You
everyday
know, like,
fishing
we should
gear,
want
from Rapala, Berkeley,
to
and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka.
Because I think
whatever makes
this
your day,
was fear-inducing,
we're right there
but
with you.
My child's
at Fleet
second
Farm,
grade teacher.
We've got
you know,
everything
Martin
you
Luther
need
King
for
so
everyday
related, but
life.
But essentially,
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR,
out, you know,
Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
You're
okay.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Shared about how they had experienced forward. Racism in their life. And so my daughter came home, who is white, and she was just like beside herself. You know, like she's very empathic, where she's just like, why would people do that? That is awful, mom. You know, and then she's like, I was crying in class. But to me, I was like, what an amazing conversation as I'm listening to my, I don't remember if she was 7 or 8 at the time, 8, my 8-year-old be able to tell me about what racism is in a very like developmentally appropriate 8-year-old way. I was like, dang, that teacher knows how to navigate this conversation. So just being who I am, I emailed her being like, thank you so much. Like, this is why I send my children to public school. Those type of conversations that just come up, that you can navigate professionally is amazing. And her response back to me was like, do you mind sending this or like forwarding it on to the principal? Because I'm getting, like, my principal is like basically telling me I need to send an apology to all the parents, a clarification about why I talked about it, because she's so scared that the school board will find out and then they'll be upset. You know, so that teacher was like mortified and like walking away being scared versus, and then I did find out later from talking to other parents and then encouraging them, like, email her, you know, but it was, and they were excited that the conversation happened. But I'm just like, this is the environment that teachers are teaching.
That's cool, because I was just about to go to
so imagine say, imagine then today it's Juneteenth if we were in school and I was saying when you're sitting there and what you described though with your daughter in that though is exactly you I can see the other parent going, how dare you send my daughter home in tears feeling bad about being white. Even if this what in the heck are you doing with
the clock is ticking
right no
I'm
but
you, you because what's wild to me is that like I get our brain. I think we're so conditioned now to think about like the quote-unquote other parent, but I'm telling you that that class of random class of probably 30 second graders, there weren't parents that were like, lock her up, you know, like no. Nobody complained.
I'm doing more singing these days.
Well, that's where I just get like, why does our brain go to like, but we need to be careful about the what if situation of the one parent that might say something or might find out. You know, I'm like, it's taking away the professionalism and a true public education for kids.
And that is what you're explaining, though, is that the reality of today is that how much I know how much can be stifled without actually any harm being done or anything like that, right? You know, it's Educators Amplified Night, Teacher Hallie. And Dr. Tim Slecker and Anya on the boards. So it's another text from Sherry from Oregon. Horicon. It needs to be uncomfortable, but told. Right on. I mean, that's the reality here. We got to do that. And just think about that. You know, because the reality of the potential that none of the parents were associated with you and your daughter and all that, like, you're all fine with that. But it doesn't matter anymore because there is a story out there of a teacher who, you know, got put into the wet dungeon with the rats and made to hang out there for days as their punishment for daring to make somebody. But the story gets out that this did happen, right? And so then the anxiety response on that then is catastrophized way above and beyond the reality that will typically go. And then you stifle yourself. And people, you know, people say, well, what's the problem? You don't, if it's true, you don't have, it's like, no, you understand this silences people very powerfully without actually doing any type of harm. I remember that I would. My first couple of years teaching, have some, you know, it's like, you're going to get in trouble, Tim. You're going to get in trouble. And I kept wondering, I'm like, how do you know that? Where is the evidence that trouble has occurred? And it must have been so horrible because we have no evidence of anybody having ever gotten in trouble. But the fear of getting in trouble has created such a backlash that people go, hey, you know, and I would even say, I'm like, when did this person get in trouble? What happened that was so horrific that the rest of you now have decided that we're going to actually warn people about what happens when they get in trouble? Juneteenth, Busted Pencils, Educators Amplified, Fully Leaded Education Talk, all those things, Educated Educators Talk, Education, 855-7-5-14-14. A little bit more Juneteenth, but hey, the other thing though too, if you're an administrator out there and you're hiring a consultant, you want to talk to me.
Busted Pencils is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday evenings at 6 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News brief. In Russia, religious violence is on full display, where gunmen shot up a synagogue and churches. Journalist Yuliana Pavlova.
As a result of this shootout, the police
at least five others were also killed. Russia believes ISIS is responsible. In Pittsburgh,
the door of this institution being wide enough to receive all who hunger for love and fulfillment.
A ceremony was held at the site of the Tree of Life synagogue attack 6 years ago. A new campus is being built and will include a memorial for the 11 victims. Major flooding in Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds. South Dakota's bracing for flooding there tomorrow and Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lane.
Passing of Billy May. I'm Mike Clemens in sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. Ask Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know,
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I was really amazed.
CBS News Brief. In Russia, religious violence is on full display, where gunmen shot up a synagogue and churches. Journalist Yuliana Pavlova.
As a result of this shootout, the police chief in Makhachkala has been shot dead.
At least five others were also killed.
With your forecast,
Russia,
I'm Corey Hartman.
ISIS
for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around
in
55. Mostly sunny. 80 are high on Monday. Monday night, scattered storms possible with a low around 66. A few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 84.
A ceremony was held at the
Wednesday,
site of the
sunshine,
Tree of Life synagogue attack
currently
6 years ago.
78 degrees.
A new campus is being built and will include a memorial for the 11 victims. Major flooding in Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds.
It's not over yet as the floodwater begins to recede in the far northern communities. We're already seeing them crest. They're starting to come down.
South Dakota's bracing for flooding there tomorrow and Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 55. Mostly sunny, 80 are high on Monday. Monday night, scattered storms possible with a low around 66. A few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 84. Wednesday, sunshine 74.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview,
Jane Matt, Nair,
said,
and Greg
if you're in a nursing home,
coming up
you only
on the
have
show,
a 5-6 month
more
life expectancy.
UW
almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote.
Policy and
that's
sinkholes.
Shocking.
Why?
But
we'll
it gets
find
worse.
Out. Join us.
Matt
One of
Nair
these
on
companies
air.
Is named
weekday mornings
a co-defendant
at 10.
In a wrongful
you're
death
listening
suit
to pre-recorded
from an
content
California
produced
senior
by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this week's Civic Media Spotlight. Pete Schwabo of Nightlight is up next. This week, he invited Emil and John of the musical group 7,000 Apart into the studio. They talk about touring in Sweden and how they're now back in Wisconsin for the summer. Additionally, the duo play a song live in studio called Slide.
Welcome back.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
To a Wednesday edition of Nightlight, coming to you live
from Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point.
Here.
Your news, talk, and sports.
Aaron
is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Conrad Krieger tonight.
You're listening to pre-recorded and, content produced by Civic Media.
I want to get into Kevin Kelly just a few minutes. I saw this article and this cracked me up. Jeff Daniels almost did not do Dumb and Dumber.
He part of this band work with these guys and
he thought the toilet scene would kill his career, and his agents were like pleading with him not to do the movie because they thought that would tarnish his reputation as a serious actor. But he wanted to work with Jim Carrey so bad, he stayed with it. And Jim Carrey actually said, if you commit to it, it'll be great.
Well, of course. You've got to commit to the bit.
9,443, because James, you and I are starting
despite the fact that he destroyed apparently several toilets during filming,
you know,
it did not destroy his
for the longest time, you know, I've seen the Lizards.
Love reading stuff like that. Love movie trivia like that. Okay, we are going to pivot here.
Noticing
and go to our scheduled guest who has joined us now. I'm very excited to welcome
this
burgeoning
band,
actress to the program.
So cool
and her name is Kayla Kelly. Kayla, welcome.
The studio space with them and rocking out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you.
Are you in the UP?
What was the question?
I am.
Nice.
Cold fuse.
How do you do that? How do you...
What
when I
you
first heard about you, it was like a year ago. I'm like,
okay.
You know, how do you do that? How do you make an acting career living somewhere so remote? And I live in the Marinette area.
Here.
It's not exactly
a
hub
in,
of activity, so I get
River.
It. But how do you do that? You must travel a lot, right?
My dad was a guitar player in that band, and they happened to need a drummer.
I put so many miles on my car.
I got in.
You know,
so.
I do a lot of traveling.
And I got entrenched in that for many, many, many years. With
mostly in the Midwest, but it's definitely, it's fun. It's fun to get around, get out by
Austin
myself.
After
and
some member change and stuff.
Makes you feel very independent. So it's cool.
I was filling in with a few country bands.
So I was reading about you, and you have a really interesting story.
Whereas the rock
I don't know if I saw this on
area,
IMDb,
really
IMDb
was,
Pro or on
I was kind of getting
your
burnt
website,
out on
but you had
country's my roots, and
a
I
child
loved it, but I was
18,
getting burnt out on that, and I wanted
which,
to do something a little more
will
challenging.
Will derail most people's
and, I started going
career
to
plans when they want to go into show business.
And that's where I met
but it didn't
Jeff
stop
Goss.
You.
He was
tell us
kind of
about that challenge
in
your life and how cool it is that you still went ahead and became an actor.
Got up and he was, you know, Jeff.
Well, I've always wanted to be an actor ever since I was a kid.
And he wants to talk to everybody.
It kind of all started when I saw my uncle doing theater productions, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's my uncle, but it doesn't really look like him. I thought it was so cool. And I wanted that to be me. I thought it was so neat. He could just be whoever he wanted, whenever he wanted. And so the bug, I guess you could say, hit me when I was little. And
all
I
remember is when I first
kid.
Met Travis, he was behind
and,
the drums. I'd turn around
you know, then I graduated
and ask him
high school
to play
and got
beat.
Married right away, had my
and Travis
daughter.
Goes, what
and
kind of shuffle do you want? You want a New Orleans
you
shuffle?
You
want
put your family
shuffle,
first?
Blah, blah, blah.
Then that,
like,
you know,
that's
sort of became
he knew what he was doing.
The, right on. That's right on. Real life. So and I went to college.
Jeff is the reason I'm
and,
in this band.
You know, I've worked 11 years for an ophthalmologist.
I could play a little bit.
Basically a whole life.
And,
I also and
that's when Jeff said,
there.
Hey, I know this guy.
And,
I think he could
you know,
fill
had
in
the whole
and do
life,
a good job.
The whole American
so
dream,
I played
I guess
with you guys
say,
at Hunch's Roadhouse,
just like,
I believe, a couple times.
I got to the point where
and then
I thought,
Jack,
you know, I really miss doing
not,
that.
I'm
that was something
sure
I really
Jack
had wanted to do.
Left the band,
and
but he
it
left,
kind of became
and then you guys
something that
asked me if I wanted the gig, and I'm like, yeah,
honestly, just like something that was like, yeah, right. I mean,
Jeff is the reason.
That would be so cool, but it's how's it going to happen here? I live in the middle of nowhere. And it was really a high school friend that was putting on a production locally in my hometown. That
fast forward a little bit.
Some friends of mine encouraged me to go try out
well.
For the play,
but,
and I did.
I'm a
and it really was kind of the
there.
Theater group that kind of uplifted me and gave
younger.
Me all this confidence
jazz,
again that I had lost
college,
over not doing
and,
theater for so many years
college,
and all that stuff.
And, then,
and I like to, I mean, I kind of credit those people because if it wasn't for that family feeling that, you know, that theater people are unlike other people. That's all I can say about
that.
Totally.
In Minneapolis.
You would know. You know what it's like.
Now
theater people are a really amazing group of people. So I really got that confidence. And not long after I did that play, because I got cast as the lead female in that play was Frankenstein. There was an opportunity for a film that was actually being made right here in my hometown also. And from someone I knew back in the day from theater also. So it kind of just worked out. And from then, I just haven't looked back.
Wow.
From the cities.
So talk a little bit about, too, like when you're doing community theater, those people aren't trying to become professional actresses typically. They're doing something for fun. And we have a great community theater in Marinette. My daughter has been part of it since we moved back here. And
the Lizards, I mean,
it's her community. And now she's about to go to college. And I'm like, you know, you're going to move on from people who do this for fun to people who want to make a career out of it. Was that strange being around? And what was their reaction when you told them, no, I want to go do this. I want to be a professional. Professional actor, would they like not know how to talk to you then, or what?
I will say,
Grant Meyer was retiring.
No, not so much. I think people were really stoked about it, and they were kind of like, you know, you always wanted to do this. That's so cool, and you know, don't forget this when you make it big, which happens. But you know what I mean? No, they were really supportive about it, and sometimes I help. I'm trying to help some of my community theater friends get involved with working in film as well. So the more, the merrier.
That's fantastic. When you talked about doing that movie in your hometown, what was the movie?
That is so cool. Well, I appreciate
the first film I worked on was called Nowhere, Michigan. Okay. You can find it on Amazon Prime. My scene actually got cut from the film because it was.
You're also making my job really easy.
Many people wouldn't know about this, but a lot of scenes get cut from films if they're not really important to the story and they have to cut for time. So my first scene ever was one of those scenes, and it was kind of a bummer, but the director was a super cool guy, and he sent me the scene. I got to keep it for my reel, and I worked with an actress who has now been in Emmy-nominated and Oscar-nominated films in that scene. So it was like getting to watch like the actual
family members are part of that
careers of some of the people I worked with on my first film and seeing what they've done now. It's incredible. She was just on American Horror Story in this past season.
Her name is Music.
So it's super cool to see that. You know, so I never know what's going to happen with people places. You work with.
Music,
and that's why
just otherwise,
to treat everybody everybody should be treated with respect on a film set, no matter what their job is, because you never know.
Well, like
absolutely.
Billions of other people, I would say the
it's
Beatles.
It's funny, I had a script set in the UP that we were in Minnesota a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I was like looking for other films that I could get ideas for locations and all that kind of stuff. And I stumbled across Nowhere, Michigan.
Taught me my first chords on guitar.
I'm like, oh my God. And on Prime, probably.
Sending me on that
and what was that like? I've shot a film before in a small town.
Because there's so many.
What is that experience like? And what was your experience like that? Because in my experience, people like rally around you and they want to have fun and they can't wait.
I guess it's more like
was that your experience?
Like I have phases.
Okay, I'm going to quote like when I was young, director from this.
The Elvis phase with Ronnie Todd on the drums.
His name is Rob.
My dad was a country guy.
And he said, if anyone ever asked you, what are you guys doing? Are you making a movie? You're supposed to say, we're making a mayonnaise commercial. Because then the people will be like, what the hell, and they'll stop watching.
The
Who, and
later on, the Who, huge Who phase, and probably still a Who phase. I love the Who.
Was so great that that's the reason why I thought that was
probably my favorite
keep going.
Phase was the 90s era.
Theater kid, Soundgarden and not knowing what it's like to be behind the scenes and all this stuff. Not only did
stuff,
I get to work
that
on
stuff
that film,
spoke to me and
scene,
still does,
and meet all the cool people in it, and see what everything was like. I also got to do behind the scenes photography for it, because I do own a small photography business here as well. And I got to do that, and it was super cool hanging out with those people. And yeah, I feel like the buzz around a small town is people do want to get involved and they want to see what's going on. And sometimes they will kind of overstep the bounds, but I don't know. It's just because it's something curious that most people don't see in a small town. Like most films are made in bigger cities and things like that. At least definitely not in the UP. There's not much going on here.
Well, you're about to change that.
It's always cool to me to see.
My guest is Kayla Kelly. She's an actress based in the UP.
We've heard.
she joins me here on Nightlight tonight talking about some of the movies she made in her career. You just did a film that was in this new film festival in Madison, and your friend Kirk Krause was on the show a few weeks ago to talk about it. It was called The Last Rung on the Ladder, and it played here in Madison. And after you, in hour two, Rob Thomas wrote about it. He writes for the Capital Times, and he wrote about that festival. That was a Stephen King program called Dollar Baby. So you got to be in a short film based on source material by Stephen King. That must have been cool. Was that a good experience?
There's not a smell. There's not anything else.
That was a wonderful experience. I can't say enough about the people that came together to make this thing. It's a really intricate sort of program. It has so many rules, and there's so much that goes on with this. But if you are a Dollar Baby recipient, you get to make a Stephen King story into a short film, and Stephen King even gets to watch it, which is, well, it belongs to Stephen King technically, so he watches it. It's for nonprofit, so then it can't really be put out there for the masses to see, at least not at this time, unless but the Dollar Baby program is ending, so rules may change, so we'll see.
But there's some
long and hard upcoming festivals that people can go and watch this film at if they would like. And I think it's May 10th. Kurt was telling me the MLC Awards in Green Bay or De Pere.
You know,
I think
Harris of Iron Maiden.
Did I say May 10th? I meant to say August 10th.
Both very prolific bass players.
Yeah.
Also writers.
But it was really cool because I got to work
there
with
are
these people
that I'll play
who
today.
Let me have so much creative brain and with my character. And I was
a bass player as the other two.
It was a really depressing story. It was a really depressing story. It's not so much like many other Stephen King films, which are straight horror.
I'll
this one is really more.
Or play a show and
it's about morals and learning.
Baseline that I clearly
stole that family is important and that you
Steve
should
Harris,
not
you know,
take
without even thinking
for granted
about it.
And things like that. Because
but on the other side of the spectrum,
you know,
keeping,
something that means something to you
the Rush
theme,
theme,
like so
in songwriting
is really more
Neil
of
Kurt,
a
as a lyricist, you know,
along
Harris
the Stand By Me sort of line,
another,
not quite
topic.
Straight horror, but some scary things happen in it. And it was a lot of fun to bring in some elements from other Stephen King films. We call those like nuggets or Easter eggs, put those in there. And everybody was so wonderful to work with. So I really, really enjoyed that. And I really hope some of you guys can go see that at some of the upcoming festivals because
I'm sure it was all wrong.
It was a joy to work on.
As a result, I wrote a letter.
That's really cool. You've done... You
and
must be used to shooting
later,
in the cold by now, I would imagine, because you did. We had the filmmakers
postcard,
from Northbound on the show a couple months ago.
Personal tragedy stopped.
That was filmed in Wisconsin or the UP?
Possession that he actually
in the UP.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another one. And I saw a couple episodes of that before they were on the show. I don't know if I saw your episode, but
aside from
there's a lot of snow. Like, do you like filming in the cold, or are you like waiting to get that phone call to go shoot something like in Florida or something?
That'll be cremated with me and tossed.
I'm pretty easy because I have no influence. Somehow I've still never really gotten to fall in love with the snow. I love the way it looks. The first
all the
one
other stuff
beautiful,
was
but
great,
honestly,
but
the cold lasting
wall,
almost 6 months of the year is really,
it was really though.
It's got to go. It's annoying. This past winter, I was not mad that the weather was the way it was.
Same.
I was pretty decent. The only thing I missed was like going sledding with the kids, but other than that, you know. No, Northbound is an awesome series too. It's we have season 3 here coming out shortly. I think in the summer.
I'm like Jeff.
Yeah,
little,
and
but
we're
she's more of a blues fan.
Yeah, it's going to be the explosive finale, if you will.
Very
this
cool.
This is a show that is
really young.
Completely filmed in the UP. It's an apocalyptic series, a post-apocalyptic series. And you know, it's
maybe creative person I've ever heard of. It's really musician or anything like that. You don't create 7 different types of jazz.
It's really something different.
A pretty good legacy
from Upper Michigan here.
As far as like bands and my dad,
how can I put it?
Into,
it's a series that takes place here after the apocalypse.
Steely Dan is the biggest
UP,
one. We joke about it all the
about
time.
Survival.
But I was really little.
And there's
these
some
big
good
cons.
Guys, some bad guys.
Anytime you put Steely Dan on, I come crawling into the room and start dancing to Peg or something like that or
used
whatever.
Used to be a bad guy. She's kind of a rebel. She left the bad guy.
To the point now where
she's kind of like.
It just—it seems like it's almost like air in some ways, where there's certain music I have to go back to listen to.
Like
it just pulls me,
and
some of it is.
And but she becomes a good guy, and like a lot of things.
I don't really have a reason necessarily why, but
I could be like a sniper wielding.
Oh, nice!
I just for some reason.
Oh yeah. So it was really fun one. It took us a lot of time to get through filming.
I'm more of a mellow guy, you know.
I'm in season 2 and 3, so
all the different.
But you know.
blanks.
The pandemic.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this. Yeah.
I loved it because it was the first post-apocalyptic.
This
was,
would have been the perfect opportunity for me to
sweaty,
say something. You ever see that movie,
dirt,
that
desert
thing you do?
Place? It was yes, like there was snow.
This would have been
I was
the perfect
like,
time
wow,
for me
to picture
say
that
my
when
biggest
I picture
influence
the apocalypse.
Was,
and there's
no zombies. Shack shooters.
There's no zombies. My guest is very talented. Kayla Kelly, the award-winning Kayla Kelly.
Damn it, that's been 9,144.
It's great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. Kayla Kelly's here. Rob Thomas is coming up in hour number two. We'll be right back talking more acting on Nightlight.
Kind of going back, feeling back to you.
Good of you to pick a musician who was very laid back and got really too anal about music and anything about the band.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday evenings from 7 till 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
And then, oddly enough, I
this is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I picked up Led Zeppelin 2. So, Hermits to Led Zeppelin 2. And I bought it not because I really knew a lot about the band, but the artwork looked dangerous, and so I put it on, and it was literally the epiphany, because my parents had a little console stereo, but it was stereo, and I put that album on, and I sat down in front of the stereo, and Whole Lot of Love came on. And that middle part where it started to pan back and forth through the speakers, I'd never heard anything like that before in my life. And I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I like this.
Yeah.
And you as a synth guy, that's actually very synthy too for guitar stuff then.
Yeah. And then, it was literally this epiphany. Like I'm now a rock and roll aficionado from that very first needle drop.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
School,
home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to the John and Gordy Show. This week, they talk to comedy musician, artist, and local legend, Art Paul Schlosser.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing. Like bees run a hive. State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people. And a guy in underwear.
How beautiful.
State Street. That great street. That
memorable line.
Yes.
The guy in underwear.
Exactly.
We've got Art Paul Schlosser in the studio here on WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show Extravaganza this morning.
Art, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It has been a long time. Let's get the mic up closer to you here.
Do you remember your experience when we were at Triple M? We had you on all morning.
It
was a long time ago.
Support me on that. You remember that, right?
It's a really small studio.
I remember you guys playing like my birthday song a lot.
Yes.
Right?
You love your birthday song. Still love it.
We had you in for an interview, and I think it was supposed to last like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but you ended up staying about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it was great.
Was that good or bad?
Well, it wasn't great. We had a manager meeting after that show.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, we got fired the next week. But
oh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault. We invited you in, so and, you know, we just let you do your thing. We thought it was very entertaining.
Yeah, but it was your fault.
Well, here we are all these years later, and now we've got a different studio, and
your musical
we're happy to have you in. You are an artist, so Art.
Growing up,
and
I'm in,
you know your art and your music come together, and people can enjoy you on State Street here. You're always here. It seems. How long have you been doing this on State Street?
38 years.
It's a
Wow.
Yep. It's a
how does the city treat you?
And I mean,
are they treating you as though you're the king of State Street?
Yeah, everybody loves me.
Fantastic.
I played in front of the
everything from that to Robert Plant show and a lot of that.
People just
I got so into that.
Wait a minute.
I didn't like hair metal.
Breeze
out on the sidewalk.
No. Oh, on the sidewalk in front of
the corner.
In front of.
I kind of thought, well, hip hop is where my.
So you were with Alison Krauss and opening Robert act. Plant. You were the opening
well,
act.
Well, I could watch the show for
my
the
family.
Big
Zeppelin
screen.
Is the band for us. That's the one band that all of us agree
wow,
on.
Wow, that's
so we can all play.
Old.
We're having a get together or something. Zeppelin on, and we're all right.
Now you got it. You wrote a song. I think the city gave you an award of some sort.
Records, I mean, CDs, of course.
Remember? Didn't you get an award?
I won 10 Mamas.
Yes. Yes.
10 Mary Amen.
You have. Okay, what was the last one you won? What was the song?
There was right away something from Instagram.
Yeah. I think one, that, me and Chris won one.
Yes, what was that one?
Very, for very best smooth, children's like, song.
Yes.
For
I'm like bobbing
Zero
my
to
head
Hero.
To
yes, Zero
okay.
to Hero.
Zero to Hero.
Do you want to play that?
Do like rock.
I can try
I am my dad's kid. Thank God.
Just a little bit
of it. It was a relief. And it was right around that time.
Well, now, is this the song that also made it on Jimmy Kimmel? You had a song that, or some...
No,
Jimmy Fallon.
Nine Inch Nails.
Jimmy Fallon played
I got into really early on The Clash. That was like one of the first bands that I heard. I actually thought The Clash was... I didn't know they were punk. I thought they were
in some
ways. And that went off. Everybody went, checked out the song.
Right? Yeah, it went viral.
He didn't know that.
Yeah, that one. That
it's
one's
so cool
doing
to
really
hear
well.
How.
Yeah,
that's great. I think we could have
but
put somebody off the
my
street.
My most
and
popular song, though,
where they started on, music, where they went,
on
and
Spotify
to what Milo was touching
is,
on before. Again,
I'm
thank
a
you,
chicken.
Brother. Nicely done.
Well,
all of this coming together.
What would you like to play? Just a little.
I would like to play one called "You're the Best."
That's cool. That's great.
All right,
but I think we'd hear that in your voice. One of the things I love about Lizard is any album.
Oh, you got a kazoo!
I want people to feel good.
I know I'm going
to
hear good music, but I don't know necessarily.
Like,
I'm going
to
hear this.
They can sing along with me.
I know I'm going to hear music.
Okay,
that's what I know I'm going to hear, and I think that's part of
what's it called again?
Speaks to your legacy. Part of why you guys are popular.
If you're at work,
why
remember you can sing. To your friend
and in communities like ours
the cubicle next
so much.
I really like
so many
you.
People. So many people can dig.
Oh
that.
Yes, and it's true.
I don't think you could necessarily put.
I like everything
say, well,
you
we're how
do.
We're going to design our band. This is how we're
going you're
to.
You're really
to
cool.
It just has to happen organically. That's pretty cool.
You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. I like
nobody left
smile.
In sight. Never
like
break down.
Sound.
Don't
I
even know how to turn off the
you
light.
You really look funky.
Empty streets.
Groovy.
Shadow. Empty heart and an empty mind.
You're the best.
In the driver's seat.
You're the best.
Hands on the wheel but still driving
you're
blind.
You're the best.
Someday, the words will be spoken.
You're
Did you paint that?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Here, hold it up.
Locally grown radio from Vesper Clover, we are your home for the
Tom Hubble
Sports.
Pete Schwab. On the next nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights 7 till 9.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by